Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. Well, that's been an interesting few days. Coming up, well, the Eurovision Song Contest has been cancelled, but something will take its place, and the community's here for you. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Ewan Spence here with another Insight News podcast. It's obviously not been a week since the last one. This is effectively an emergency podcast, but so much has happened around the Eurovision Song Contest in the last few days, and also so much has happened in the world, and Eurovision has knocked a lot of you out of balance. It seemed only fair to find out what's been happening, talk about what is happening, have a look to the future, both with Eurovision Song Contest and in a little bit of way what Insight is going to be doing as well. But TLDR, you know, be safe, be nice, wash your hands, we'll get through this, okay? On with the news. Just realised I don't have a sort of slower paced jingle that would have been more appropriate there. But anyway, yes, the Eurovision Song Contest 2020 has been cancelled. It's been widely reported in the media, so it's unlikely that you will have missed the news. But Wednesday, the 18th of March, saw the EBU cancel the song contest due to the uncertainty created by the spread of COVID-19 throughout Europe and through the world. That, as well as the restrictions in place by the Dutch authorities, travel restrictions placed on the delegations and all the staff that would need to attend the contest, and of course their health of the artists, the delegations, the broadcast crew, the techs, and all the rest of the staff that are needed to put on an event the scale of Eurovision, all of that was at the heart of the decision. And yeah, you know, there were options that many people sort of discussed online, but the event is simply too big to move. Just skip it forward a few months. I mean, the logistics alone are huge. You know, it takes 4 weeks to build a stage, 2 weeks to rehearse, you know, and the TV time, and then another week to break it down. And that's 7 weeks where you've got to get your techies, your security, your riggers all booked out in advance. Broadcasters need to be involved. The artist needs to be involved. All of the services on the ground need to be coordinated. You know, so to just go, stick it forward 3 months, it's not really practical. And also, who knows if 3 months is going to be enough time? So that option was out. Many people discussed about doing it without an audience, but even if you take the audience out, you're talking, you know, close to 1,000 people in this space. And that's, you know, two orders of magnitude over what's being recommended by WHO and health authorities around the world. So, and you still have the issue of travel restrictions as well. And yet, remotely was an option that many had discussed, but the EBU decided that remote and sort of dial-in and video link would not be in keeping with the values and traditions, and they see it as a live event. So that was off the cards, and 2021 it is. Where? It's obviously still to be decided, but Rotterdam City Council have made a very strong bid to say, look, we're happy to do it again, we want to do it again. You know, quite rightly too, they feel an emotional connection to the contest, and all the work that's been put into it so far right now has been for nothing. So they've got a book ready to go. So 2021, at the moment, we're going to say Rotterdam 2021. But look, take a moment here. That's the sort of practical stuff. Like, this has been on the cards, the cancellation, for some time. You know, events around Europe and the world have been cancelled from the middle of February, and much bigger events in Eurovision in terms of people on the ground. Things like South by Southwest in America, it's a great big music, tech and film festival, was cancelled. Mobile World Conference for the digital industry has been cancelled. You know, Eurovision's not alone in this. I mean, the same day as Eurovision got cancelled, you had the football Euro 2020 postponed a year as well. So all of these cancellations have been an emotional blow to each of those communities. So the community reaction to Eurovision being cancelled, your reaction, that's perfectly understandable. We all have it. I have it as well. And here's something I really want you to, I want to say and want you to take to heart. It's okay to grieve. We've all lost something very special. For many of you, this might be the first time that the scale of coronavirus has hit you head on. Yeah, it's been talked about in the news. Yep, there's social distancing. But to actually bring it right up close onto your doorstep with Eurovision being cancelled, it's going to hurt. I appreciate that. I know that. We are all hurting. Eurovision is a vital part of many of our social lives. It's something that we look forward to every year. It's an anchor. So to lose that, look, don't let anybody belittle that feeling. It's okay to feel how you feel. Take as long as you need. Don't let anyone tell you you're being silly or you're stupid because you care about something that's been taken away. We're all going to be affected over the next weeks, months, even years, by this virus in different ways. And if you need someone to talk to, if you need to vent, if you just need to let go, ping us on Twitter. Our DMs are always open. We'll be there for you as well. We are a community. We'll get through this. Just before I went into the recording booth to do this podcast, the EBU made two linked announcements. First one was that the reference group, the people who make the rules for the song contest, have made a decision on song eligibility for 2021. A lot of shock after the contest was cancelled in that first press release on Wednesday was what happens to our 41 songs. Do they just disappear? Can they all just carry forward to next year? There was a lot of discussion about that online. Now, the first thing is, you still have that song. You still have your favourites. Just the same as we still have favourites from national finals. I still have Ringo Starr. We still have our 41 songs. They just haven't taken place in the competition. But, you know, there was hope that many of them would be brought forward. Well, that's not going to happen. The reference group has said that as regard to 2020 entries, they will not be eligible for the 2021 contest. Yep, the September the 1st rule will be in effect. Maybe they considered a waiver if one of those songs wanted to go through. And maybe they would have said, yep, one of those 41 can go through. We'll leave it to the broadcaster. But no, it's been a line underneath that basically says those songs aren't going to be eligible for 2021. Part of the reason for that is, in the second announcement, the EBU and its members are exploring alternative programming to unite and entertain audiences around Europe in these difficult times. After all, there is a four-hour slot on television on Saturday, May the 16th, that would have been for the song contest. That's available, as are the two semi-final slots as well. So, something is going to be in there, and that show is going to honour the songs and the artists chosen for 2020. So they are going to get that moment on stage across Europe. This idea of a show to, you know, bring Europe together, which is wonderful, Eurovision, has been pushed for by quite a few people, notably Thomas Schreiber, who'd committed German TV to using that time slot for something Eurovision related, even if it was just going to be Germany on their own. Now, that's not the case now. It now appears to be something that's Europe-wide. I mean, slight diversion. It's worth noting that broadcasters are really going to need a lot more programming hours now. Filming of many shows is going to be cut back. Wednesday not only saw Eurovision cancelled and the Euros cancelled, it also saw the BBC cancel EastEnders in terms of the filming and cutting back on the number of episodes so they can sort of ration those out. Box sets are becoming, you know, more box sets are coming online in streaming services, the iPlayer, Netflix, Amazon Prime. Although I have noticed today that Reuters reporting that all those streaming services are bringing it down to SD just to sort of make sure there's enough bandwidth for everybody who's self-isolating. So, and there's more programming going on. There's more factual program being made, more educational programs for children who are not able to go to school, and more lifestyle programs to deal with the lifestyle that we're all facing over the next couple of months. So having that big four-hour show of Europe coming together in May, a sort of bright beacon of light entertainment, it's going to be really nice. So it looks like we're going to have a show. Now, it's just not the show we were expecting. It's not the song contest. It's going to be more like a song showcase. But what it will be, how we cover it here at Insight, how the rest of the community covers it, everything that sits around it, we don't know yet. Got something to look forward to. It's going to keep us engaged. It's hopefully going to keep you engaged as well over the next few weeks. So that space you have in a diary for Saturday, May the 16th, keep it there. We're going to use it. Okay, so because we are going to have some of those songs pop up in 2020, just a quick reminder of the song news that we had earlier in the week. National selection-wise, we finally heard the tracks from Azerbaijan. It was going to be Cleopatra by Effendi. And the tracks from Russia, it's going to be Uno by Little Big. We had a number of song revamps that were released. Armenia's Chains on You were redone. Croatia's Dži Verže was redone. Kamala for Czech Republic was redone. Hasta la Vista for Serbia was redone. And Slovenia was redone, even though we've only heard a 30-second clip of it as well. Normally, this is the point where I'll be talking about the countries and the delegations and the artists and what they're doing. You know, going through rehearsals, ideas of their props and staging, public appearances, pre-party interviews, all of that. It's all out the window now, really, isn't it? But we do have some news, and it's about the 2021 artists, which I think is the earliest we've ever had an actual confirmation. I know we've had Damien on stage going, oh, I'm going to do it next year, but it's not signed off or announced for sure on that one. But what we do have is, after the cancellations, a number of broadcasters said that those who had the ticket to Rotterdam 2020... they get to roll it forward. So Rotterdam 2021. Remember, City Council already said, we're ready to do it. Effendi for Azerbaijan. We'll need something other than Cleopatra. Steam, they just went for another song. It would have been fine. But anyway, Hooverphonic are coming in for Belgium. This is a curious one, this, because the Belgian broadcasters take turnabout to choose the act for Eurovision and to choose a song and organise it. So last year it was VRT, this year it was RTBF, next year it'll be VRT. So RTBF were the broadcaster who chose Hooverphonic. But Hooverphonic, RTBF and VRT have all agreed that Hooverphonic will go forward again next year. VRT will be organising, not RTBF, but they've done the right thing there. Hooverphonic will go forward. The band is suggesting they might do something a little bit more up-tempo for 2021. Georgia, Tonika Piani is coming back. Greece and Stefania is coming back. The Netherlands, Jean-Yves McCroy will still get the honour of singing on home soil in 2021. And Blas Canto for Spain will be coming back. Jons Tears, Switzerland, and Goa for Ukraine. They are all coming back to the Eurovision Song Contest next year. As are we all. As mentioned in the last podcast, the preview parties in Amsterdam, in London and Madrid and Tel Aviv, they've been cancelled. Do check the respective websites for details on what to do with your tickets. But remember, be nice. Everything is up in the air right moment. The world is in upheaval. So it will all work out in the wash. Just give it a little bit of time. And the same actually goes for the tickets for the song contest itself. Chances are there's going to be an option to roll the tickets forward if you want them. Glastonbury was also cancelled on Wednesday. So, and they've said that the tickets, if you want to use them again, will roll forward to 2021. Hopefully that will be the case with Rotterdam as well. And if you can't make it, you'll be able to get a full refund and the tickets will go back into a pool for sale. Speaking of ESC Insight, we're a bit up in the air as well. Like many sites, we had planned and we had ideas of what we were going to do in the run-up to the contest. We're going to be looking over those over the next week or so to decide which ones we're like going to hold back until 2021, which ones are good now, new articles that we want to write about now given the situations. But there is one thing right now I can confirm. Jukebox Jury will continue. We aired the first episode last week. We'll be airing the second episode on Saturday the 21st, and then we will probably do them every Saturday now in that sort of national final Eurovision slot in the we'll do it in the early evening, so you've got it there. We'll be running them right through. All 8 episodes will be going out. It's going to be a bit alternative universe science fiction-y because we're going to look at the songs as if Eurovision was still running. And to be fair, we've already recorded a bundle of the shows with Eurovision still running. So we're going to keep that running throughout the entire show. Think of it as our way to honour the songs as well. As always, the newsletter will keep out rolling, keep you up to date with events that are happening. Of course, most of these are going to be virtual and online now. ESC Buzz is up on Twitter, twitter.com/ESC Buzz, which pops around the Eurovision world every 5 minutes or so to find out what everybody's talking about, retweets it so you can get a good look at what's happening in the wider community at the same sense. And of course, we're up on the podcast radio broadcasting on DAB over London and the southeast of England, along with with other podcasts. So if you just want to listen to some different talk radio derived from podcasts, maybe find a new show or just find a new bit of entertainment, thepodcastradio.co.uk will allow you to stream wherever you are around the world. But if you're in London, onto the DAB as well. And don't forget all the other Eurovision sites. They're still doing the coverage. Some of them are carrying on with the big projects. Eurojury is one. Song reviews are going through as well. They'll be doing new types of coverage as well. Video streams are going to be coming up from the communities. There's going to be chat, virtual get-togethers. I'm not going to list every single one of them because they keep popping up. Communities are organising some wonderful things. Watch out for them. Yes, see, Buzz is good for that. But that will bring together all the things that are happening. There's like for this Saturday evening, Rob Holly's organising a rewatch of a Eurovision year, and everybody will press, you know, everyone will press play at the same time. We can all share experience. But Rob's not going to tell us what year it is until just before the show. That's going up there. We'll put a link up in the show notes. There's more going on there. So normally I would give you the dates in the calendar, but right now, you know, the community is being a wonderful thing. It's just going, you know, Eurovision's about bringing people together. And much as the 2020 edition has been cancelled, it turns out that it's bringing the community in as well. It's getting us closer together. It's letting us share society across the borders of Europe and the world. And in a time like this, it turns out that the ideals of the Eurovision Song Contest, of Eurovision itself, is exactly what we need. I think so. Anyway, I'm Ewan Spence. It's been ESE Insight. Stay safe. Be kind. Ta-ra for now. Can we have some guitars, please? ESE Insight News podcast this Friday was hosted and written by Ewan Spence. www.eseinsight.com.